Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Most active adults who smoke already know the heavy toll it takes on their performance. Knowing the cost and successfully quitting are two entirely different problems. The athletes most motivated to quit are often the ones most derailed by withdrawal symptoms that collide directly with the physical demands of their training schedule. By examining the smoking fitness impact recovery timeline, serious competitors gain a mechanism-based roadmap of physiological adaptations. Managing nicotine withdrawal. During athletic training, navigating nicotine withdrawal during training is why many athletes falter early in their cessation journey. Withdrawal symptoms peak when training demands cannot accommodate elevated perceived exertion or intense irritability. The true performance enemy is combustion and the resulting carbon monoxide load, not nicotine itself. Finding a practical nicotine alternative for smokers helps manage these cravings without reintroducing harmful carbon monoxide. Utilizing tobacco-free nicotine pouches provides a discreet, smoke-free option for active adults. This serves strictly as a pragmatic harm reduction stepping stone for existing adult smokers. It removes combustible toxins without forcing a cold turkey cessation mid-training block. The ultimate goal remains complete chemical independence. However, separating the toxic load of smoke from the psychological trigger of nicotine prevents athletes from abandoning their quit attempt during high-volume training blocks. Important: don't let withdrawal derail your training. Combustion, not nicotine, is the primary performance killer. Utilizing tobacco-free alternatives serves strictly as a temporary transition tool to manage cessation without crashing your training load. Hours post-cessation, carbon monoxide clears and oxygen rebounds. How long does it take for fitness to improve after quitting smoking? The smoking fitness impact recovery timeline begins within 20 minutes as heart rate stabilizes. Within 12 hours, carbon monoxide clears from the blood, drastically improving tissue oxygenation. Cardiovascular metrics normalize within 2 to 4 weeks, while measurable improvements in VO2 max and muscular recovery accumulate between 3 to 12 months post-cessation. The most immediate mechanism affecting athletic performance begins before your next workout even starts. Carbon monoxide binds to hemoglobin with roughly 200 to 250 times the affinity of oxygen, creating carboxyhemoglobin and drastically depressing aerobic capacity. Post-cessation, carbon monoxide drops to normal within 12 hours, allowing oxygen saturation to return toward maximal values. By the next day, muscles receive a richer oxygen supply. This swift clearance lifts the systemic endurance tax that combustion collects on every interval. Adult athletes will notice their perceived exertion drop significantly during baseline aerobic efforts. This early physiological win provides the immediate motivation needed to push through initial withdrawal symptoms. Cardiovascular adaptation. Weeks 2 to 4 recovery milestones. Chronic sympathetic nervous system overdrive keeps baseline cardiovascular strain exceptionally high. During smoking cessation fitness recovery, this autonomic tension subsides and resting metrics improve. In fact, your heart rate drops dramatically just 20 minutes after putting out a cigarette. Within 2 to 4 weeks, resting heart rate drops further while blood pressure normalizes entirely. Lower baseline strain means improved heart rate recovery between intervals and reduced overall perceived fatigue. This measurable drop represents the concrete gap between redlining early and cleanly controlling a tempo effort. Athletes suddenly find they can handle progressive overload without prematurely maxing out their cardiovascular system. The long game, 3 to 12 months to build your VO2 max. Chronic smoke exposure directly caps maximal oxygen uptake through vascular and pulmonary inflammation. This restriction remains independent of your actual weekly training volume. Measurable VO2 max recovery after quitting emerges at 8 to 12 weeks. Significant accumulation occurs across the 3 to 12 month window. This recovery trajectory naturally varies based on cumulative pack years and baseline aerobic fitness. Sub-threshold paces that previously demanded near-maximal effort begin to feel fully controlled. These adaptations transition from laboratory metrics to undeniable stopwatch gains as physiological repair catches up to the training stimulus. Key insight: within 3 to 12 months, sub-threshold paces that once drained you become sustainable. VO2 max recovery opens up performance levels that combustion previously blocked. Weeks to months, restoring the muscular recovery environment. Systemic inflammation and chronic oxidative stress from inhaled smoke continuously trigger hyperreactive cortisol spikes and degrade systemic total antioxidant capacity. This creates an endocrine and metabolic environment that actively resists muscular adaptation, blocks muscle protein synthesis, and delays cellular repair, regardless of programming quality. As the heavy inflammatory and carbon monoxide burden subsides post-cessation, the biological balance shifts cleanly back toward a functional anabolic state. Across weeks to months, total capacity for muscle protein synthesis normalizes, and recovery between heavy sessions accelerates. Strength and lean mass progress that felt permanently stalled finally begin moving again. This reduction in baseline stress acts as the silent equalizer between external training load and internal physiological adaptation. The bottom line: athletic performance recovery after quitting is not strictly linear, but it remains deeply consistent. The underlying physiology does not reverse its healing direction once combustion is removed. Every milestone marks the exact point when hard sessions transition from survival to manageable execution. The physical capacity for peak performance was always present, but combustion continuously taxed it. Removing inhaled smoke ensures that there is finally unimpeded room for the training block to work. Every week of combustible tobacco-free living represents a measurable return of physical capacity. Quitting smoking is the ultimate investment in your long-term fitness potential. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.